the pen flicker?
I think it's this one right here.
I'm not
going to give you a pen.
I think it's Pinkerton.
I think it's Pinkerton too, because all meeting long I'm listening to
I don't even need a pen. I remember everything.
Uh-huh. No, I think it's...
Do you want a pen? Do you need a pen? You gonna write anything down on your arm?
Oh, Tony's not here.
It's nice of you to notice that your wife isn't here.
Yeah, like, that took you a really long time to figure it out too, by the way. And for $20, I won't repeat it. No? You don't care? I thought I was really cool for a minute.
No, I mean, you can tell her. Thank you.
It is you. I know it's you because I saw you the other day. I saw you last time.
Guilty.
Okay, we're ready?
I think so.
Call to order. Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion or action or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the speaker's podium, state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chair or by majority vote. Anybody? Nope. Okay. Approval of a minute. Second. In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done. Approval of agenda. Motion to approve?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Done. Okay. Indian Springs Fire Department. Nope. Metro, nope. NHP, nope. Creech, nope. Parks and Rec. Hey! You're first in line today.
All right, I'm Darcy with Parks and Rec. So we just have a couple things going on. First, we're going to have the bingo May 30th. It's for 18 and older. And then cornhole tournament will be May 31st. It's also for 18 and older. It's starting at 6 p.m. We did change the days. It was like Sunday afternoon. We changed it to Friday evening. Then we're going to do a kids movie and a craft June 7th at 1 p.m. And then we will be showing the Lego movie part 2 for that. And that's all I have for you guys. Any questions?
Okay, Indian Springs Schools.
I don't know how many people will care, but it's
almost done.
Graduation is the 23rd, so it's next week. It's an early year, so we're almost out of school. But next week's the last week. Next week, also, there's a bunch of half days for high school kids, so be aware of that. You know, kids are going to be out running around doing their, you know, whatever kid thing.
I got something for you.
Huh?
How come there are no lights at the girls' softball field?
There are no lights at the girls' softball field because the lights at the baseball field were already there before the softball field was built. The baseball field has been there for eons.
Right.
And so the lights were already there. They were part of the football lights years ago. And so they were just moved over to the baseball.
Okay.
There weren't lights drawn into the contract when they built it.
Okay. Can that be changed? I mean, you were playing last week, you know, and it was dark, and they were still playing, so.
Right. So, really, the thought with baseball, softball, for whatever reason, they've always had the game super early, specifically because so many of the single-A schools don't have lights. Unfortunately, when you have a tournament, you know, things like that happen. So, my suggestion to everyone would be to call the school district and complain because, oh my gosh, what is that? Title VII or Title IX? Title IX. Title IX states that all female sports will have the exact same advantages as the male sports. Actually, what it says isn't exactly like that. It says that all sports shall remain equal regardless of the gender that each sport is geared towards. We somehow have fallen under that. I mean, we've not flown under the radar. We've just been kind of passed over several times. So the last time we petitioned for a Title IX situation, they end up giving us a weird bathroom, like in between fields. We're not sure why we got a bathroom and no lights, but it's not the school, it's the school district that has to provide them. So I really highly encourage people to write letters in favor of putting lights at the softball field, but you have to write it to the district at the district level because nothing that the school says seems to help. We've been trying to get lights out there since we put the softball field there.
Who is the trustee for this area?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's a new person.
Just now.
New. She's new.
Okay. I'll find out.
Hold on. Megan's going to run.
Okay.
So, and in addition to half days, next week there will be, let's see. Oh, there's the Elementary Awards Banquet is next. I don't know what it is. Next
Thursday.
Tuesday. I won't be there.
Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday, and then the kids go home. The teachers will be there on the 24th, which is Friday, if you'd like to come up and harass someone. The kids won't be there, so it would be a much more appropriate time to go and harass.
Do you know what district we are?
Districts.
Is it the same as Commission Districts?
Let me see. I'll tell you who she is. No. Oh. It's kind of. No. No, I won't. Because I think it's Lola. Lola Brooks.
Linda Cavazos.
Oh, is that her?
I knew Linda personally. So.
Oh, she cool. Is she good?
Yes.
Tell her you want one.
Hold on. No, it's not. This message is being sent on behalf of Lola Brooks.
I told you, Lola Brooks.
I told you, I thought it was.
Darn it.
I get emails for all
those. Wait, but you know, if you talk to someone you know personally, they talk to each other. They have all these meetings and whatnot, so do it. Lola Brooks. Write her an email.
Lola Brooks.
She won't read it, but someone that works for her will.
Well, my wife rubs shoulders with all these big wigs at these things, you know, benefits and whatnot, and she knows the mayor, so.
Well, I would tell you the best way to get a hold of, the best way to get things done is for community members and parents to contact the superintendent or...
Okay, so I think she could be sympathetic to your cause because she has a master's in social work and she is a student data analyst at a charter school and reports student data to the state.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you flood people with emails, and I can promise you that although if you send an email to her or you send an email to the superintendent, when you send these emails, although they specifically don't get them and read them and then there they are, but if several of them come in, it trickles down, and it works. That's how we've gotten a lot of things done. Just lots of people email. And these schools, they really like to take care of these small schools.
Okay.
So.
Will do.
Send us an email.
If her email is on here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a form. You don't have, they don't list your email address. But on the CCSD website, you can send an email. Lola Brooks.
Okay, that's it for school?
Yeah.
Okay. High Desert Seniors?
Anybody?
No. Megan, you?
I don't have much. There have been some problems with flooding and the parking lot by the fire department, and they came out and cut the patches out and fixed it, we hope. They patched them on Monday. Have you been out there recently? They were out Monday and patched it. And then on the first and second Mondays in June, they will be doing slurry coat and reseal and restriping of the parking lot area half and half so that nobody's without a place to park or able to use the area. So
Where's that date?
The first Wednesday, first Monday and second Monday of June. I think it's like the third and
June 3rd and
3rd and 10th.
June, yeah.
And so I checked in with Kevin, who is our guy that has been trying to get our internet and wanted to apply for the grant, but he was excluded from being able to apply for a grant because Valley Communications, who talked to us a while back, received a grant last August to bring broadband to this area. So I've just found this out, and I think you guys probably have all seen all the drama that's gone on in Valley Electric. So my contacts that I work with are all gone. So I'm going to have to find out who I need to talk to find out. They got a $405,000 grant to bring broadband here. So I hopefully next month will have good news for you, but I haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet. I've been looking at the FCC website and it's very confusing. So I think good news is coming, but we'll see. And then that's all I have, really. And then I'm the next thing, too.
Okay.
So, the comprehensive plan for our county includes a portion, it includes plans of all sorts of things, but a portion of it is called the transportation element. And the transportation element sets forth how wide roads are going to be, what are going to be major corridors, what are going to be collector streets, which streets are going to connect, which aren't. So for a place like Las Vegas, that's important. So like if a developer comes in or buys these properties, say on Las Vegas Boulevard, it would be no surprise that they're going to have to give up a lot of land for right-of-way. But here, where there is not a whole lot of development, there doesn't need to be as many big roads. So when they look, so they're doing an update to the transportation element. They looked at it, and one map I gave you, let's see if I can differentiate it, with the red line, where the 95 is a red line. That one is the existing map, and you'll see that there's some purple lines in there. So collectors and arterials have been determined, and when I get this all handed out, I will look at it quick and I'll explain more. I should have had the printer put it together for me, but I forgot. These are three different documents. So. Okay. So on the red, the one with the red line, you can see that McFarland is purple, so it's a collector street, 80 feet. And so is, not Winston, what's that last road up there?
Raleigh.
Oh, sorry, Raleigh, yes. So Raleigh is also a collector. And then roads that don't exist are arterials, the green lines. So then if you look at the next map, you'll see all of those things are gone. It just shows the existing roads. So what they decided was that in communities like this, and they're doing this in all of my towns, communities like this, we don't need to set forth that there's going to be an arterial. We can decide how wide a road needs to be as the development comes, when it comes.
So it's not like anybody's going to say you have to do a 100-foot wide road. If the development comes that needs that, then that would be put in. But it, until then, the roads will stay as they are, and then it'll be on a as-needed basis. So this is actually good for rural communities. So it's not making you have wider streets than are necessary because of possibly some future development. It's dealing with what is, and then what will be dealt with when it comes along. So that's it. So if you guys are acceptable of that, you see the one with the blue line, the changes are the two, the dotted lines outline the changes, and like I said, it was taking out the designations for arterials and collectors. Or I guess you didn't have an arterial, you had just the collectors and the 80 footers.
It really doesn't affect anything.
It really doesn't. In other places, like in Sandy Valley, they had 120-foot arterials on section lines. Well, hopefully, we're never going to have development that would require a 120-footer is like rainbow, you know, where it's three lanes each direction, center turn lanes, fully built out. So it's ridiculous. And so that means anybody buys property loses that much property. So it could mean big changes down there as we narrow the roads down, because people can do vacations and get some land back. But up here, it doesn't make that much of a difference, and it just means we'll work on it as it comes. Oh, the other update I had, sorry. It's been a long week. I hope you've all seen the Family Dollar come along. Mm-hmm. I went up and met with the developer yesterday, and the footings are trenched. Due to the drainage issues on the site, the building has to be 4 feet, raised up 4 feet, which unfortunately is quite expensive. The drainage changes are very expensive for the developer, but he owns the site and is 100% committed to continuing it and finishing it up. And he's super excited about it. So I think he's hoping to be done open end of July. I mean, that's not set in stone, but the other one I'm working on in Sandy Valley, they said it's a 45-day build. So I'm assuming his is similar. This one here, yours is a little nicer because it has stucco and stone on it. So maybe it might be longer than 45 days, but he's ready to go.
Can I ask a question about that drainage?
Yeah.
What do they do? Like, how does that, for whatever reason, I mean, obviously that's been a problem forever and ever and ever. So what is the solution?
His solution, he's unfortunately having to take the brunt of all of it. That existing, and that is
because
costing
it's been
him
around
a lot of it. And I'm going to try to work with Public Works on it. Yeah. So the drainage, he takes all the flows from the next road over Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He takes all the flows from Lincoln, the flows from the lots past the post office, and then from the post office it comes out on a little trough like this. So their whole, and I'm no drainage expert, but their whole parking lot goes to a little drainage like this that goes right onto the site and just fans out.
Mm-hmm.
So since he's a new developer coming along, he can't just transfer that to anybody else. He has to deal with it. So he's having to put a 30-foot wide drainage channel behind a concrete drainage channel behind the site where the sign is, the site. He has to do all that and then do a culvert to take it across the road to the terrible site. So it stinks for him. It's turned out. Plus he had to raise the site so that all his clothes go off. So it kind of sucks. it's really kind of a hardship for him. But you know, it is what it is, and that's the...
So say goodbye to Lake McFarland.
Yes.
So where will all the mosquitoes go?
So, yes, it's going to benefit you guys big time. But it is unfortunate because he inherited the problem that isn't all his. He is also... we've waived off-sites for them. We talked about waiving off-sites for streetlights. Unfortunately, NDOT doesn't care about our waivers, so they're doing streetlights. They have to do streetlights along the frontage road. Full curb gutter sidewalks and streetlights along the frontage road of NDOT. And then he's also having to tear out and do half road paving of McFarland. So that site, it's going to be amazing. It's going to look great, but it's quite, it's, evidence of what has happened to them. I know. But...
Well, we'll go there.
Yes. Oh, I told him, I think
the
it's going to be...
You just want the store, right?
Right. I think it's going to be great, and I think it'll be profitable. I mean, because drive lawn care, it's going to be the only thing. You know, if somebody forgot a cooler or forgot, you know, toilet paper or something, that's going to be a place to go, so...
I hope it's
so, yeah. He's, but he's very committed to it. He's real excited about it. But he's doing a lot of the work himself. He told, I don't know if there was anybody here. He drives a skid loader himself. He does a lot of work himself because he's a contractor and a developer. And he hit, I guess there were big concrete things. You'll see them out there on the site that were the bases of the signs that he didn't know was in there, and hit the skid loader and got ejected out of his seat and ended up with 17 staples in his head. Yeah, so he said he got out of the skid loader and there was a woman in an RV and he said, ma'am, I need some help. And he had slides going. So I told him not to do that anymore because we want him to finish this project.
So, that's really
helpful. Learn to wear seatbelts, huh?
I know.
Do we know anything about the 4th of July?
Again?
Celebration of the parade or the...
We're still doing the parade. Can we get that right after, when we get to general or whatever comments? Because we need a motion.
We need a motion on this, on the transportation element. Are you guys okay with the changes?
Yeah, it doesn't affect us really, so.
I need a motion. Somebody.
Motion to approve.
Approve.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Done. Okay, general business done. Comments by the general public. Period devoted comments by the general public about matters relevant to board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step forward to the podium, state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length past 3 minutes, done by the chair or majority vote.
So, do you want to just, during your public comment, tell us what's going on with 4th of July?
Oh, the parade is still happening. The fireworks are in question. Still, the fire department has to figure out what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do.
Senior citizens meeting the other day, they said the fire department would not be doing anything for the 4th of July this year.
Well, I'm not aware of that.
I don't think that's accurate.
It is not.
That's what they have in their minutes.
In the seniors' minutes?
Well, I can tell you, I know that's not accurate.
Yeah, no.
Because
they said there were so many complaints about the food and that kind of thing that the firemen didn't
say. No, that's actually completely incorrect.
Yeah.
So we are still going with John Maltz. They gave him another chance because it actually wasn't them that messed it up. It was kind of like the subcontractor that came out here with the food who switched orders. And they more than made up for it when they gave everybody a $50 gift card for a $10 ticket. So everybody who went to their store made out, and we're using them again. They're coming out. We already did. Well, Jim George worked with Megan to get the grant to have the.
And it was approved today.
Yes, to have the DJ come out. So the only thing that's up in question is what kind of fireworks we're gonna do, or they're gonna do, because the county changed it. Even fire departments, nobody can do the big ones anymore. It all has to be the safe and sound.
It's always the way.
Well,
yeah, it's always been
well,
it's
now always they're worse. Like really, they like changed it like 2 years ago where it's like now right. They're actually going to like enforce like crazy.
And
so
it was enforced, not changed.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure out what kind of fireworks they're going to get and stuff, but everything else is still going forward. We're still doing the parade. We're still doing the vendors. They're still working on the DJ. So they might have just been misinformed.
What about tickets?
So that'll be,
tickets.
Yeah, the tickets for the food will come out probably a month before, as soon as they figure out everything else, this way they can put it all on there.
Right.
And they're still doing the raffle, we're still trying to get donations and things like that. It might not be as big of a thing with the fireworks as it usually is, but everything else should still be there. Once we get everything, or they get everything figured out, I'm sure they'll post it.
Okay.
The flyers, it'll be all over Facebook, it'll be in the phase and the post office. So,
okay. Well, maybe you're just making
what?
Well, maybe someone was just upset because it is frustrating that there are so many complaints about, I mean, not just that. There's so many people who complain about so many other things and call, you know.
Well, they said the fire department didn't want to do it. They were sick of doing it. The same people do it. They don't help. Yeah.
Right, but that was one person. It's not the whole fire department. So maybe people need to, like, chill out on the complaining about people.
They should step up and help out.
Yeah, really.
But you know what? That's not just here. Every one of my
life is community.
Yeah, one or two people get frustrated because they do a lot of work, and then there's always someone, you know, that yaks their jaw about.
Or they make assumptions.
They make assumptions, or there's people that complain about the good things that people do, and when that happens, you know, people get irritated and say things. So. Right.
Yeah, it was probably just a miscommunication.
People should keep things positive, and maybe that would, you know, help them. So. Words to live by. Yeah.
Go for it. You got something?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I just have a question. If we could get somebody from Creech and NDOT to talk to us about the traffic situation entering and exiting Creech. More and more people are coming to Creech. It's growing. There's still lots of construction there, and it's still one tiny little lane, one stop sign, and it's getting really, really not cool. It takes about, you know, 20, 30 minutes to get on and off.
Okay.
And maybe if we could hear something about what they have planned for that.
We should probably start with Creech on that, because being that it's a federal facility, I don't know if NDOT can dictate to them. Just like we can't dictate to NDOT.
Yeah.
I don't think NDOT can really dictate to them. So let's reach out to our guy.
Quite a few people in the town work there, so it affects a lot of people here, and it's continually getting worse and worse and worse, and we're hearing that more and more people are coming, so maybe we could hear what they have planned for that.
Cool. We'll start with that, and then if that is not successful, then I'll talk to them. Because I'll bet they don't have plans, because I think it's an on-site issue.
Right.
That flow of traffic is backed up trying to get to work in Vegas. I'm running for this bad.
Yeah. It's getting a lot worse.
Is it? Yeah, I'll call him. And
yeah, it'd be kind of
nice. No, I won't. I'll email him, and he might email me back. We struggle.
You know, it'd be nice if they opened up the other gate back, you know.
Yeah,
and then had
up.
One
that's
gate
just
for.
Not gonna happen.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you know, like one gate for active duty, one gate for civilian workers. Something to speed the flow somewhat.
It'd be pretty hard to enforce.
But,
and then I just have one other question.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Yes.
On the issue of drainage, if you have a wash or a drainage on your property and it comes through your property and it goes onto another property, from what I understand, the other property owner cannot just build a dam to block it off. Am I correct?
I would say that sounds correct. Apparently, we have a specific situation.
Yes, and it is a large dam.
Okay. Has a neighbor done this?
Yes, a neighbor, a large neighbor, and I've talked to the neighbor. And
is he large in stature?
Large as in lots of neighbors.
Okay. Is it the housing development?
Yes.
Oh, well, then just say that.
You've got to.
I was ensured that the problem would be fixed, and it not only was it not fixed, the dam was reinforced and covered with gravel.
Okay.
And just this last rain we had, it was probably 2 feet of water deep, and she's going to bust.
Okay. Can you send me some pictures?
Sure.
Yeah, take me a couple pictures. We'll get that.
And then the other issue is the dam is actually on my property and was built by them.
And what was the purpose of this dam?
So they didn't want the water to come onto their property.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was being really cool, and it didn't work.
Okay, well, maybe if you were being that subtle, maybe they didn't get that they weren't supposed to do it.
Well, I didn't
want to
cause issues.
Did you tell them they could build?
No, I actually, I said, well, my son had a dirt bike track on my property, and a guy came on my property with a dozer and leveled it and used our dirt to build his dam.
Okay. So, do not wait till meetings to tell me this stuff.
Well, I didn't think it was a really big deal.
What? Someone comes on your property, uses your dirt, levels something, and builds a dam, and you're like,
so well, you need to just tell your wife, because she has no problem calling me and telling her this problem, and I get it taken care of.
Yeah, I was going to avoid that. I am going to tell her about the softball lights, and I think that she'll really go forward on that.
Okay.
Let her save her energy for that.
Okay, dam and trespassing.
Okie dokie.
So, yeah.
You have my number. You do not need to wait.
I know, but there's like more important stuff than that, like the picnic table.
No, that's actually a pretty big one, because it can be, if you let people know before they're done with the dam, maybe they can.
Well,
the dam
I've mentioned it multiple times, and I was really cool about the whole thing, and I kind of got walked on.
They took advantage.
So now they'll think it's okay to go to the other neighbors and do the same thing to them.
Well, I don't care.
I will set them straight. The owner, the president of Touchstone Living, is very responsive.
Okay.
And I will have to take care of
him. All right.
Although, may I suggest you get some ducks? Because I recently acquired some ducks, and they like water, and that would be a great place.
So
my neighbor has
water
ducks.
Why are you complaining?
Well, it's dried up and all muddy and now. But I do have a neighbor that has ducks.
That sounds like habitat to me.
It's a wetland. It's now a marsh area.
It's not a wetland. Yeah. Now you can't do anything because there's probably a butterfly over there.
Well, that's all I got. Sorry, it took so much time.
Okay, Akai, do you have a report for us since you snuck in?
Not really much to report. I haven't been much calls this month. You have the Warriors competition coming up here in a couple of days. So.
Uh-huh. And apparently there's a rumor that the fire department is not ready for the July. So we have dispelled that rumor.
Okay.
Just so you're aware in case it's going on. Right. And your DJ was approved today.
Oh, good.
The DJ was approved.
That's good.
Which would be awkward if they weren't doing anything. That DJ would,
that would be
quite the audience.
I'm like, well, just you, huh? Just you here, kid on bike? Great.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Any questions, concerns, issues to be brought up?
Do you have
the
a
fire
he must say he has no
I don't have one either.
Well, I mean, it would kind of affect it. He is my neighbor.
Do I need one?
No.
I got the material.
No, I'm sorry. It's been a long week. It's a little silly.
Okay.
Never mind.
The community cleanup. Anything from how we're going to do that?
I have bad news on that. Well, I have no news on that.
Oh.
But my sad news is that my guy, who I've been working with for 7 years, who is fantastic, and I was working with on doing the periodic ones, he's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a corporate decision, and it's terrible.
Okay.
So I'm having to, I don't know if they've replaced him yet, so I don't have anybody to work with right now on it. So I apologize. But if I don't hear something like in the next week or so, I'll just plan a day.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else?
Are we into the public comment?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry for being late.
It's okay. Got time.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Marie Reed. Everyone knows me as Jet. I am the librarian. Right across the lobby, I want to tell you about our summer challenge this year and also a couple changes with our three square times. This year, instead of doing a summer reading challenge, because in the past the library's worried about the summer slide and reading skills,
we have decided that we're going to do a more general summer challenge. The reality is that summer slide doesn't just happen in reading. It happens in math and science and any other subject that the students are studying, whether it be art and music also. So we wanted to do a more inclusive program. It starts this Saturday and it runs until July 31st. Students will get a bingo card. They get their free spot just for signing up. And to fill in the card, they can either do 25 minutes of reading or they can do a STEAM-related activity, which could be anything that you're doing at home. If you're planting seeds, if you're having the kids weed the garden, you can talk about the life cycle of plants and it counts for it. If you're one of those parents who likes to make their kids do worksheets, that counts. And we will actually be doing, we're trying to do weekly programs that incorporate some of the STEAM activities. So we'll be having some engineering. They can come in, they can play with our Legos. We'll be doing some planting over the summer, so please send your kids over. Once they complete this card, they get entered into our grand prize drawing. We have three different age groups for our drawing. For the little kids, it's a Duplo farm set. If you don't know what Duplos are, they're like Legos, but they're bigger, so they don't hurt when you step on them. For our exactly. But not as bad. You don't worry about the little ones going up noses or anything. For my kids, so kindergarten through fifth grade, I have a 3D doodle pen as the grand prize drawing. And for my teens, I have a set of Skullcandy headphones. On top of that, we also have district grand prizes. For our district grand prize, we actually have, I think there's 25 of them. They are Vegas Golden Knights hockey sticks signed by the entire team.
Wow.
Yes. And parents can opt in. We have the Life is Beautiful concert passes. We've got a VIP set and a regular set. There are two tickets each. They're 3-day passes for the concert. So as a parent, if you're signing your kids up, you can also opt in for that program. Any questions on the summer program? I know I kind of said.
What's the oldest?
17. If they're going into like senior year, we'll count. Three square. Our times are changing just a little bit. We are still serving 4 days a week, every day that we're open. We'll be serving from 3 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and on Saturdays from 12 to 12:30. We tried to work to coincide with Parks and Rec and the open rec times along with pool times for the summer. Same thing as usual, the kids just show up, they sign in, we give them their lunch, and we ask that they eat here. We've always got our share shelf, so there's always snacks. If your kids are hanging out here and they're hungry and it's outside those snack times, have them stop by. There's always stuff on the shelf. Any questions?
Would you like to have a standing item on the agenda?
I don't always have something to report, but I appreciate it. I will definitely let you know if...
Let's just put an item on there. If you have nothing to report, that's fine.
Okay.
But that would give us the ability to be able to discuss things that you talked about.
Oh, okay.
So we'll add her.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
And we'll put you at the end of the report.
Okay. The only reason why I was late today is I didn't have anybody to cover the branch, but normally I'll have Julie covering the closing shift, so I'll be here on.
And don't let that happen again.
I want to take Saturday off
the agenda.
I'll take you off the agenda.
That's funny.
Okay. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Done. Next meeting, June 13th. See ya.